Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is one of our radio DJs, Kiersha Hughes-Scandies. Hello, Kiersha.
Hello, Shelley.
So you are the host of My Favorite Sisters, one of the two hosts.
One of the two hosts, I know.
Tuesdays, KXLL 100.7 FM, 5 to 7 p.m. Tell me a little about yourself, Kiersha.
Well, I first moved to Juno about, oh my gosh, so long, like 14 years ago, 15 years ago. So with like just the tiniest little break in there. So it's funny, I've been like one of those Juno kids, and I was like, you see people from here boomerang out of town and back, and I was like, I'm not gonna do that. You know, when I move, it's gonna be like I'm gonna move back down south and be done. And instead moved down south, and like a year later I was like, I miss Juno, I have to move back.
Yeah,
I'm just like a hopeless lifer at this point.
Well, I'm glad you're here for one.
Yes. Well, I know. I'm glad you joined us.
Thank you. Yeah, you were actually one of the first people I met here. So I'm glad we're still friends.
Helps. We're from the same hood. Yeah.
Yep.
The tri-state area.
That's right. We are. Shared roots. So we're listening to one of the songs off a playlist, or at least one of your song selections.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this one ever made it to My Favorite Sisters on the air before we closed up shop, but
I think it might have made it onto the last one.
Let's listen to it for a moment.
Everything's flowing all at the same time. I live on a boulevard of crime. I drive fast cars and I eat fast food.
All right, tell us about this song.
It's great. Bob Dylan just goes like radio silence for a few years, and then in the middle of this pandemic, he busts out with a couple of new tracks, and they're like totally classic him to the max, like just bragging and like just totally like encapsulating like all the weirdness of the era he's lived through, I feel like. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this is Bob Dylan. This is new this year, new this spring.
Yeah.
Wow. Any idea when he recorded
it? I'm not sure. I know the first track that he put out this year, The Murder Most Foul, he said that was an older recording, you know, from sometime in the last like 5 years or so. But this one is a little more unclear. And apparently the new album that's coming out has like new tracks in it, so presumably recently.
Yeah. Is this kind of a good example of what you play on your show? For those who haven't heard it, is it a lot of music like this?
It definitely can be. I mean, this is, I feel like the older he gets, the more eclectic he gets. So now he's like happy putting out a 17-minute long dirge, you know, like maybe a little less pop sensibility than there used to be, but we're definitely both hardcore, like Bob Dylan, just total junkies. You know, we've seen him like, I think 4 or 5 times in person. So, yeah.
Nice.
You will definitely hear Dylan if you listen to more than one show.
Let's talk about your co-host for a second. Tell me who it is and how are her tastes different than yours?
Oh, yeah. Okay, perfect. Well, so we're together. We're big sis and little sis because it's my little sister. And we have very similar tastes, but I feel like she'll kill me for this, but probably a little more mainstream sometimes. And yet I'm the one who said, let's put Harry Styles on here. So, you know, who am I to talk?
Yeah.
We both love the past.
Let's listen to this Harry Styles song for a second.
The world's happy waiting. Doors yellow, broken blue. I heard Jenny saying, go get the kids from school. And I keep thinking back to the time under the canyon moon.
I have to say, I haven't heard this one yet.
It's a banger. It's great. Listen, I know it's okay. I know it's like, I haven't lost any cool points because Stevie Nicks has co-signed Harry Styles' new album, her most recent album. She said it's his Rumors, so
nice.
Totally fine. Yeah.
This track is called Canyon Moon by Harry Styles. Is this off of his newest album?
Yeah, fine line. Yeah,
it made a big splash. I mean, it was like national news when it came out. Yeah. And he even
like,
did.
Harry Styles is good.
That's right. He's good, and he's NPR approved. He did a Tiny Desk concert.
Yes.
So you definitely don't lose any cool points.
Right.
Kirsha, whatever made you and your sister Alicia want to host a radio show on public radio?
You know, I, way back a million trillion years ago, I did a little bit of college radio back in West Virginia. And even back then, it was like kind of a family production because, you know, I was like, oh, this is so cool. I'm doing this thing, you know, on this little station that like probably at any given time, like 50 people are listening. And then I lived in Kenai and did a little public radio there and got Alicia to join me on the air. And it was great. Like, she couldn't talk because she, like, got the giggles instantly. So, you know, it's just fun. Like, we try to make each other laugh or we try to make each other, like, crack on the air. So,
well, you're both funny ladies, as everyone knows from your stand-up comedy troupe, which you are also a part of, Club Baby Seal.
It's tangential, yes.
Yes, yes. But it's such a good fit. I love having you guys on the air. I love hearing your show. I think you guys have great music selections. I love it when you're both there playing. Like, it's kind of like
too.
Sister versus sister. And
yeah,
she's got her
favorite set
list. You got yours.
Yes.
Yeah. It's great. So, I mean, unfortunately, since we have closed our doors to the public and we've suspended our live hosted shows on KRN and KXLL. But,
we're going to get more on top of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do want to mention you've also guest appeared on KRNN too. You've made the crossover. So
I have. I know. Now I have
cool.
to be careful. Yeah. When I'm in there, I'll like say the wrong station. Like,
story
check.
Of my life.
yes.
But the good news is you're still making playlists and we can check those out on the KXLL Facebook page. And I believe you use Spotify too. So we should be able to find you there, or is there anywhere
Absolutely.
That you want to direct our listeners to if they want to hear more of your stuff?
Well, we also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/yourfavoritesisters. So between the two of those, we should be set.
That's great. All right, we're on to your last song, and I'm gonna have to let you go here in just a second, but I will let you set this one up. And before I do, I just want to ask, what's one of the first things you're gonna do when COVID's passed you by? What do you miss the most?
You know, I miss hugging my friends.
Yeah.
That's probably my biggest miss. Yeah.
And then right after that, got to come in and do your show.
Exactly. Yes. I miss doing my show, first of all. Yep.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. What's this last track that you're going to send us out on?
So this last track is Ween, and it's what Diener was talking about. And it's a song about depression and anxiety. And I just saw the headline today. A third of Americans are showing symptoms of those because the pandemic is a weird time. So I feel like this is like one of those tracks that's like the remedy in the diagnosis because it like helps me chill out and just be in the now.
Oh, it's a good selection, Kirsha. Kirsha Hughes-Scandies, one half of My Favorite Sisters, Tuesdays on KXLL. Look for playlist on Facebook and Spotify. Thanks for talking with me today, Kirsha. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.